So there's a planning application at the moment to turn the College Hospital into 7 units for holiday accommodation. It appears that the College Hospital still belongs to NHS Tayside, but a developer has put in an application for this. It seems like that is not an unusual situation, but it's just to clarify that the building seems to still belong to the NHS. But this developer is obviously interested in trying to do something with it. I think we want to talk about 2 things here this evening. One is the specific application that's in front of us, and as a community council, we have to make a decision on that tonight. The other one is the housing situation more generally. And I think there's probably a longer discussion about that and what we can do going forwards. So what I'm going to do first is I'm just going to go around everyone here on the screen this evening and get everyone just to put out, everyone who's not a community councillor, just to say briefly what their thoughts on this are. So we'll just let people do it one at a time. I'm going to do it as I see it on my screen here. So Norman McCandlish, you're first.
Okay, Victor, thank you very much. I think we have a great problem here of affordable housing for people of low income. I think there we need to look at the College Hospital as an opportunity that we could perhaps purchase it as a community and then use it for community, for rental to local people who are of low income and who are looking for who are working in the area. Sounds a bit like a workhouse, but needn't be. But I think the important thing is not to let it, to turn down this application so that we have time to work out properly how that a community buyout and a development could be worked out for the benefit of the community and the poorer people in the community.
Okay, thank you, Norman. Roddy Kennedy, I see you next here.
Yeah, thank you, Victor. Just a few general comments. I think all the things I've seen on social media are looking towards this. It's the problem with the, excuse me, I'm recovering from COVID over here. And I'm a bit of a bad cough. But I see the problem with the likes of tourist developments now. They're actually getting away with not paying any contribution to the community. The council usually gets about 7,000 or 8,000. If you're building an ordinary house, you've got to contribute to the council. Now, people say it's not all about money, but I'm afraid it is. And we have across the marsh what used to be Drumcroy, but now is an abomination of so many houses being built there. They're occupied, can be occupied for 40 weeks once they're finished, and there's no tax, there's no a local tax to the council paid. And it's a way around that. So the council are losing this 7,000 or 8,000 for every house built. And these houses, those developments, need people to work them, to look after them. So it's a way around that, and it's a way for those developers to make money. We had the case with Little Barnlough, where there was another half the development was done, something happened, the guy died, and we lost that beautiful little add-on to that, which was affordable housing. And that's still waiting there to be something done to it. And it's an absolute disgrace that it's not, because that was mainly local families got in that, into there. It's a huge problem I see that's not going to be solved short term or long term. And I think we can blame the councillors, but I think it's more higher up in the planning problems that it happens there. And it's not just local government, it's central government. I don't have an answer for it, but I think it would be wrong for this to go to tourist accommodation because we'll soon have no youngsters. To be honest, it's happened all the time. Like, there's only about 4 people out of 90 that was, well, 30 that was in the 30 to 40 in my class at school that are still local, because basically there's no jobs or no accommodation for them. I've been lucky for that.
Thank you, Roddy. I see Gordon McLaren.
Hi, thanks, Victor. Can I just say I'm somewhat frustrated that when the Cottage Hospital closed in 2015, there was a proposal at that time to convert the Cottage Hospital into accommodation units for key workers, particularly in teaching and medical services. The subsequent council after 2015 decided to drop that proposal on the basis of poor value for money. I think given the impact on the lack of affordable housing in this community and throughout Highland Perthshire, in terms of hospitality businesses, but also in key services like hospital, doctor surgeries, and the like, we are seeing the real impact of that now, not just in social terms, but also in economic terms. It was a lost opportunity, should have been taken forward. Now we're facing a situation where we're getting yet more holiday lets. We have a surplus of them. We're going to see a community that's populated by short-term housing through holiday accommodation. We can't get staff to support local businesses because they can't operate full-time because of lack of housing. So there's a long-term impact that's starting to play in quite critically here. And I would rather have seen the council take the initiative, purchase the building, convert it into affordable housing. Obviously the demand is greater than 5, 6, 7 units, whichever configuration is possible. And for me, that's a very important investment in the long-term health of this community. For young families, for young workers, for key workers coming into the area. So very disappointed that didn't go forward. I think there's still an opportunity for the council to step in. But clearly, if there is a will and an energy within the community to block and delay this development and from a private developer, then there needs to be a community initiative that gears up very, very quickly. To look at an issue of the possibility of a community buyout. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you, Gordon. We'll get the two councillors and the two council candidates maybe to say a few words when we went through everybody else. I see Terry here has got a hand up. I'll come to you shortly, Terry. I'm just going around the screen.
Okay, thanks.
Ross Young.
Yes, thank you, Victor. I have to admit, I'm just new to Aberfeldy. I've just been here a year. And it's a lovely place. And it would be heartbreaking if it was really run down because of the perceived need for greater tourism and so on. Honestly, I think a lot needs to be done to keep young people in the area. And there is a growing gap in the whole of the country, but you can really see it in small towns like this between low-income families and people who are better off. And it would really be a shame if more and more young people were forced out of the area. I've read a few things on social media where people are saying they were born in the hospital and their mom was sick there and so on. And it seems to have a real meaning for a lot of people. It's the historic building, I think. It won't, as Gordon says, solve the housing problem for low-income families and young people, but it will show Aberfeldy making some strides to provide more housing for younger people. So I would like to see a community buyout or maybe, as Gordon says, the council buying it, but definitely not more tourist accommodation. Who is going to service all the tourists, as Norman has pointed out? So I think it's very, very urgent that, if you like, a kind of precedent is made, and then it can start the ball rolling with other options to create more low-income houses and housing association units, and also for key workers coming into the area. Thank you.
Thank you, Roz. Ian Spinney?
Thanks, Victor. Good evening, everyone. My elderly mum's in Aberfeldy at the moment, and she's waiting to purchase a new house, which is being delayed. I won't tell you where it is, but some of you can probably have an informed guess on that. So I'm up and down a lot. Roderick's comments about the Drumcroy development, I was actually looking at that last week and was shocked at the denial of income and resource to the council and local community in terms of any taxes really whatsoever, apart from maybe a modest community charge. And that seems to be an extraordinary gap in the system. Norman's comments on the community buyout, there's no shortage of outstanding examples in Scotland of success on that front, with the Macrahanish Airfield, Kelty Bragan and more. But the first two, I think, were government-owned assets, and they were handed over for a pound. But I'm very familiar with both of those, and they're exceptionally difficult to make work, and you need to generate income. My own novice observation on this is, I think someone said the cottage is owned by NHS Tayside, and until or when they abdicate ownership or responsibility for it, it seems to me, simply as an observer on this, that nothing much can happen. And that really, I would have thought, needs to happen before any community buyout project can occur. But as I say, that sounds like the best possible outcome for this.
Thank you, Ian. Kathy Ross.
Hello. I don't know, can you hear me?
We can hear you, Kathy, yeah.
Yeah, no, it'd be really sad for this to go for more tourist accommodation. We're awash with tourist lets in Aberfeldy already, and businesses calling out for people to come and work. They get the work, but there's nowhere for them to stay. We need to get places for hotels and restaurants. It's all very well having tourist accommodation, but we need people to serve the tourists when they come here, and we won't have anyone to serve them if they don't have places to stay. And no, this should be thrown out. No more tourist accommodation in Aberfeldy. We're awash with it as it is. We need the businesses to get places for their employees to live.
Okay, thank you, Cathy. I see Delphine, I can't pronounce that.
It's Delphine.
Delphine, thank you.
Just to reiterate what quite a few of the other people have said, is that Aberfeldy seems to be fast becoming quite a dysfunctional community. And in terms of community planning and the purpose and intention for how you want your community to look, seems to be massively eroding towards tourism only, but without the service. It's almost like Aberfeldy is becoming a resort, but a very badly run resort, where the services that a resort as such would be required to run it successfully are not in existence because of the lack of provision for local workers. And it has to be affordable housing to ensure that anybody could access accommodation as required. But everybody's been quite eloquent. We all seem to be quite as one around around not thinking that this is a positive thing, and that the balance is going very much in the wrong direction, and it's what we can do about that. And if it is a community owned, because it is remember, NHS is a community-owned organisation, then it should be for the benefit of the community, whatever happens with a community-owned facility. And it doesn't seem to be that that is what NHS is currently intending. However, an appropriate number of complaints and community pressure will hopefully make a difference somewhere. Because I am a bit cynical, along with Ian, around exactly what can be effectively achieved without quite a lot of pressure being put to bear on those who do have the power to make a difference.
Okay, thank you, Delphine. Karen McCaskill.
Hello, thanks, Victor. A couple of things. I agree with Cathy Ross, especially what she said about we have a tourist industry here. There's no denying that, and we're quite pleased to have it. But a lot of the people who work in the tourist industry are low-paid workers. And if they come to live in Aberfeldy, there is nowhere for them to live, whether it be rented, mainly rented, I would say, for those type of people, or if they chose to stay, nowhere that they can buy. Simply because all the houses, we only have to look at Kenmore Street to see the number of Airbnbs, people owning three or four houses and renting them out, that we have far too much in the way of housing for holidaymakers as opposed to housing for people who live there. As far as the cottage hospital goes, only round the corner is the huge development of Moness Resort. Do we need another place for people to stay in what's actually a quiet residential area? Thirdly, there's not enough social housing. Years and years ago, when we first moved here, we spoke to somebody, a real old chap who was very local. I'm talking about 24, 25 years ago. And he said that originally, Aberfeldy was made up of about 90-95% of what in those days were called council houses, which we now call social housing. And they're gradually, not saying whose fault it was, houses were bought quite rightly by people who'd lived in them for a long time. And unfortunately, new houses weren't built. So coming off any party political agenda, the main thing is affordable housing. What is affordable? That is the main question. Is it 200,000? Is it 150,000? Is it 60,000? That's one question I think really needs to be answered before we can talk about affordable housing. Lastly, just one last point. Yorkshire Council, my son lives down in Leeds and his partner has let us know that Yorkshire Council are preventing in certain areas of Yorkshire any more holiday lets being built or being taken over. It might be worth the community council perhaps putting some feelers out to them to see how they did it.
Thank you, Terry. Am I aware here that we're just about a third of the way through this? So well, maybe just if your point is to agree with what's already been said, perhaps you could maybe find shorter form of words for just endorsing that view. I don't want to close anybody down, but I'm just aware of the time. We'll get you to take your hand down, your yellow hand down, Terry.
I'm trying to, but let me do it.
Beyond Adventure. Ross?
Hi folks, how you doing? Yeah, Beyond Adventure is my computer's name. Sorry, I don't know how to change it. Just a quick one, guys. I agree with everything that everybody's already said as well. When I was on the planning portal this morning, I was slightly apprehensive that we're all coming to the same points in the planning to object to that as well. I'm not sure if that's a valid objection and that's actually going to stop the planning as well. Apologies, we were putting a two-year-old to bed, so we missed the first half hour, so I don't know if that's been covered already. Certainly coming from obviously just live across the road from the cottage hospital, and it was myself that tried to be as neutral as I could with my Facebook post to raise the planning application. Now, one of the big concerns that I have, certainly if that's going to get busier and busier across the road from us, is that I don't think the infrastructure is there to support more people coming into that area. I don't think the road's really safe for more people coming into the area. And certainly when I was looking at putting my objection in, I've not put mine in yet, so I'm trying to come up with the right words for it. Now, there's limited housing up here in this kind of area of Aberfeldy, and I'm just really concerned that if you know you get tourists driving up here and trying to find their accommodation, parking up and all the rest of it, it's going to become more and more of a bottleneck. And certainly there's a lot of families, I've got young kids that play about the place, and I certainly think that's going to be an issue. And I'm just wondering if that's a valid point to bring up in the planning application, or sorry, the planning objections on the portal there.
Thank you, Ross. So infrastructure is important, especially lack of, and might in some ways have carry more weight than the general point that we're making. So we definitely have to mention that. Gordon Layton.
Hi, Victor. Mainly, I agree with what everyone's saying here. My real issue with this is that I've been in Aberfeldy now for quite a long time, since 1974. I have never seen Aberfeldy in the mess with holiday homes and with second homes and everything else. Knowing some of the local kids who are just married, they're getting to that age where they need their own homes to live and work here and continue working here, to actually find out that they're thinking about moving out of the area. Still work here, but commute up and down for Perth, for example. It's not acceptable. And I also think we've got two councillors here tonight and prospectively some new councillors. What we need to do is make sure that when a plan comes up for the community, like back in the last administration, when they threw it out the door because they thought there was a lack of money and it wasn't a good investment, is wrong. Especially when we give buildings away for £1 in Perth and give £2 million grants to put a hotel group, and the community suffers again. It has to stop. And the way we can, I believe, stop this is if we can get together as a community, find the petitions, get it in there. We've got councillors who are there to represent us, and they should do exactly what we ask them to do. And I think, looking at the general content of tonight so far, we need to tell them that we want to bring this into community ownership. I think that's all I can say at the moment.
Okay, thank you, Gordon. Angus MacDonald?
I want to endorse what's been said, but not repeat it, just with two additions. One is that I understand places like Dalweem Hospital haven't opened because of lack of staff. The same can be said for the closure of Pitlochry Hospital. And another point is that the summer pressure on services, our population increases 3 to 4-fold at least during summer. So not only is that extra tourist pressure doing that, but it's actually putting extra pressure on services which you can't staff. So it's a total vicious circle. Community ownership would be ideal if it's not too late.
Sorry, what was the last point you made, Angus?
Just that community ownership would be ideal if it's not too late.
Thank you, Angus. Anna and Tom Sibbald.
We don't have anything extra to add, just to agree with everything that's been said so far. Yep.
Thank you, Anna. Jill Steele.
Hey Victor, could I just say well done on getting everybody's views, very democratic. I genuinely I'm really worried. I grew up in Devon, and when I was living there, there were fake towns, basically towns, whole towns, where 70% of the houses, 60% of the houses are holiday homes. that could happen to Aberfeldy. That really feels like that could happen. I think somebody said to me that 45% of our ward, this ward, are already second homes, according to the joint valuation roll. You know, and that's not including the big kind of complexes. So I totally endorse what everybody else is saying. I think there's a point where you have to say is enough, we need homes for young people and homes for key workers. And I think we can request a community asset transfer from NHS Tayside as a community, as long as we have a constituted group and support from the community. And there is a Scottish Community Housing Trust, which I think is already working in Aberfeldy in the PH8 area. And I think it's funded by the council, actually, running a survey on affordability and what people think about housing in their area. So we could do exactly that in Aberfeldy, find out what people need, what their priorities are for the community in terms of housing. And I totally endorse trying to take over the Cottage Hospital, because there is a kind of irony that the Cottage Hospital is shut. We can't open the one in Pitlochry because we need nurses and the nurses can't afford to live here. So anyway, thank you, Victor.
Thank you, Jill. Mike Stead, you are here for something else tonight, but do you live locally and do you have an opinion?
Sorry, just trying to find the mute button. I live down near Dunkeld, so I don't have a particular insight into this, but it all sounds lovely. I think everyone's pretty much agreed.
Thank you, Mike. Heather Budgerid.
Hi, it's actually John Kirkwood. But yeah, I'm very much in agreement. If the hospital is a community asset and was served that purpose for so long, it would be an enormous shame for it to be lost to the community, particularly of holiday homes, which, much as it brings in business, I think we've got enough of that sort of business just now. We need the key workers and young people. Thank you.
Thank you. Derek Beaumont.
Right, sorry. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, Derek, yeah.
There's no need to repeat a lot of what was said. However, one thing that I do feel strongly about is there's no point in waiting for the council to do something. The community need to do so. Somebody mentioned control down in England. There are two new pieces of legislation. I put up links to them this morning. One is that we will soon require change of use in order to start letting accommodation. And I think it's up to the council as to whether they want to introduce that or not. And there's also another piece of legislation which requires licensing if the council want to bring that in. I think we should put pressure on the council to do both. As far as the Cottage Hospital is concerned, it might be very useful to get research as to how many bed nights there are and if there are any shortage of bed nights. If at the moment, in the height of summer, there are X 100 tourists, we're not going to get X 100 plus 7 just because there's the Cottage Hospital. There were the same number coming anyway. So as I see it, we're not really going to increase the advantage of tourism with the Cottage Hospital. And the other aspect that I'm thinking of, which was triggered by, I think, Ross, who hadn't put in his objection yet. This is an application to carry out physical development at the hospital and in the grounds of it. But it is also an application for change of use from one class to another class. And it may well be worth trying to focus on top of everything else, for the fact that it is change of use, and it's a change of use that's not going to serve the community.
Okay, thank you, Derek. Muriel Dunbar.
I would just endorse what's been said already. Thanks.
Thank you, Muriel. Elizabeth McCrudden.
I more or less endorse most of what's been said. And I'm really on this to find out more.
Okay. Thank you, Elizabeth. I've got somebody here who's down as Aku's iPhone. A-C-C-O-U's iPhone. Five, four, three, two, one, gone. Pat Spicer, do you want to say anything briefly?
Yes, I would. I strongly support the idea that we need a focus on social housing or affordable housing, whatever you want to call it, both for key workers. Absolutely disgusted that we can't staff the unit at Dalwhinnie. But I do think most of all we need joined up thinking, because there's no point in shutting down tourist lets when that's a big source of the jobs for which lower paid workers need housing. So there needs to be a better understanding of the numbers game here, how we actually advance the community's interest by protecting the tourist trade, even developing it, but developing it in a way which doesn't damage the community, but provides jobs, and at the same time, there's housing for workers. So what we need is a much more joined up approach to this and not a knee-jerk reaction to a proposal for more holiday lets, because holiday lets are fundamental to our economy. So we can't just shut our backs and turn our backs on that, but we do need joined up thinking that allows us to get to a stable community with a good economy and good housing and not losing our people. I absolutely agree with that too.
Okay, thank you, Pat. Okay, so we have two councillors, we have two council candidates. What I'm going to suggest is just maybe take 2 or 3 minutes each and say, well, you can talk about the College Hospital if you want to, but maybe more importantly, the more general situation. You just do it as you see fit. John Duff, do you want to go first?